Today's Rose Bowl pits Wisconsin against Texas Christian. The 90,000-plus fans who will pack the Rose Bowl will be among the last to experience the stadium in its current state. Crews will soon begin a $152 million renovation of the municipally owned facility, which has hosted two Olympics, five Super Bowls, men's and women's World Cup matches, and almost 90 Rose Bowl games. KPCC's Susan Vallett reports.
On a sunny, warm December day, the Rose Bowl's dusty pink seats and aluminum benches are empty as crews work on the field. Sue Mossman of the historic preservation group Pasadena Heritage points out the changes the renovation will bring.
So this will be more elliptical, and then they will put a hedge back about where this wall is, which it used to originally have a hedge.
The stadium will get new plumbing and electrical and other infrastructure upgrades like wider tunnels that won't induce claustrophobia in fans moving to the seating area. There will be a 1940s replica scoreboard, too. Mossman says the renovation will keep the historic feel of the Rose Bowl, which hosted its first game in 1922.
It was designed at a time when football was just reaching a peak of attention in local communities and on a national level. This was becoming maybe the second great American pastime, was American-style football.
Mossman says the Rose Bowl is the last best-preserved football stadium of its kind and of its time.
So it has a history, it has a patina, it has a whole legacy that goes with the physical structure. Is all about the history of the country, football as a sport, college football as something that communities embrace and endorse and live for. All of that goes with this place.
At UCLA's last 2010 home game against USC, the stadium is a sea of true blue and gold, with the end zones filled with USC's crimson and gold. A lot of the fans here haven't even heard of the renovation plans, but those in on the game plan generally like the idea. Rose Bowl general manager Daryl Dunn says it's a unique situation.
We are a college football stadium and we don't have alumni. Typically, a college football stadium, a big renovation, the alumni are a big part of it. So it's hard. The track record are municipally owned stadiums with college football as their anchor tenants have died. So we're going against that trend.
Dunn says they would be taking a gamble if they didn't renovate, especially with the possibility of an NFL team moving to LA in the next few years.
If a new stadium comes to Los Angeles, which we anticipate will happen, certainly, you know, that won't be $150 million. That'll probably be over $1 billion, and they'll have every bell and whistle known to mankind. But this place is, you know, a mecca for college football. And college football is a very strong, healthy sport. And that's what we're embracing.
It's a strategy also embraced by many here today, like Gene Wiechek.
Rose Bowl is just such an icon. I mean, I've grown up coming here for, you know, sporting events like UCLA, concerts, you know, seen the Rolling Stones here a few times over the years. I mean, it's just an icon here in this area, and you want to see it maintained and updated and kept in good shape. So I'm excited about it. I'm glad they're doing it.
Pasadena City Manager Michael Beck says the renovation will give the city some leverage in the stadium market. He says local officials are worried if they don't do anything, Pasadena will lose the Rose Bowl in the next decade or two.
And the question is would the same situation that happened in Florida happen in Pasadena? And that Orange Bowl, they had an NFL team, the Dolphins, that left the stadium, and then ultimately the university left the stadium, and there was nothing left, and then at the end, the stadium ended up being destroyed.
Beck says for Pasadena's Rose Bowl, the window of opportunity for renovating is now, because the stadium was able to qualify for Build America Bonds, a federal stimulus program that gives borrowers a rebate on part of the interest rate. That saves several million dollars. The renovation will also quadruple the number of luxury boxes. Stadium officials say that'll help keep them in the game by giving them a steady stream of income for future upkeep. It's a plan that they hope will be a touchdown for what they call the granddaddy of college football stadiums. For Only a Game, I'm Susan Vallett in Pasadena, California.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. The Burlington, Wisconsin Liars Club holds a competition each year to determine its champion liar, and that's the truth. It's been ever thus, or at least it's been thus since 1929 when the club began. It's also true that entries submitted to the Liars Club must be short. Among the runners-up this year was Daryl Lockwood, whose lie read, "My neighbor's scarecrow was so good that the crows brought back the corn they stole last year." Mr. Lockwood and the other 500 or so liars vying for the crown were undone by David Mills, whose lie ran as follows. "I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met."